But as promised, we are joined right now by a UFC fighter. He is a two-time state wrestling champion in Arizona, an All-American in Northern Colorado. He defeated Tony Ferguson at UFC 249. He won the UFC lightweight interim belt on Saturday night. 9 performance bonuses in 7 fights. We are joined by Justin Gaethje. Justin, great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm great, man. How are you doing?
Good, dude. Good. I've got to ask, what have the last few days been like for you after an amazing performance on Saturday night? How is life right about now?
I mean, it feels good. But, this is a great opportunity. I went back to the office. This was the best time for me to sell some apparel on my website. And I was back to the office on Monday and, trying to capitalize on what I did on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that at all. That's the way you do it. Listen, going back to Saturday night, Ferguson had come into that fight having won 12 straight, and yet you were dominating him from the outset. What were the first few rounds of that fight like for you, and what was your mindset going in?
Yeah, my mindset, was the same as always. It's just go in there and be my best, be perfect for 25 minutes. I had thousands of minutes. And that whole time I tell myself I only got to be perfect for 25. So after the first couple rounds, I got clipped at the end of the second. So that, and being in the mindset that you're in, it kind of resets everything. I don't retain anything in the moment. It's so fast and so fast. There's nothing, no other word for it. So is it, after I watched it, I was on point. It was a masterpiece. I fought a perfect fight.
I think it's amazing. That's really interesting to me that you said, like, I've trained for this, not prepared for this, with thousands and thousands of minutes. I just need 25 perfect ones. The other part of the mindset, Justin, you had told your coaches, quote, you're not going to like it, but I am ready to die tonight. That's the mentality you have to come in there with, end quote. It's an amazing mentality. I can remember the first time I heard a fighter tell me that. Ronda Rousey, way, way, way back in the day, right when she hit the scene, she told me in an interview, I am prepared to die before I lose this fight. It might be a figure of speech, but watching the way you go about your work, it seems real to me. Was that a Tony Ferguson thing? You need that to fight a guy like that? Or do you have that mentality every single time you get in the cage?
No, every fight. There's a chemical release in your body. In life and death situations, someone breaks into your house at night. It's fight or flight. It's the most truest thing in every human being. I've worked my whole life to hone that skill. And, I'm so comfortable. It's the most peaceful that I've ever been, the most peace I've ever experienced in life. When I found comfortability in that adrenaline. It's the truest thing, to be able to go in there and perform under that pressure and under those circumstances. It's not inhuman, but it's a human trait that is very rarely experienced in life. Like I said, near-death experiences, people in war. And it allows me to not hesitate. And that's, it's a very comfortable place for me.
How did you get there? How did you find peace, comfort, and tranquility in that moment with that incredible adrenaline release?
Probably wrestling my whole life. I'm sure it was just, a little bit at a time, But, wrestling your whole life, I won things that I should have never won. I lost things I should have never lost. And life was always the same the next day. My family always loved me. And I always got to go again. So losing isn't a factor ever. It's not even a thing I think about, winning or losing, but just the pure competition. I found so much peace in the competition part. And that's just through, probably being a little bit crazy and training my butt off.
Probably so. Justin Gaethje joining us. I guess losing is not a factor, except it is in one sense. After the fight, you said, quote, I had to lose to change. You can't fix what's not broken. We figured out what was wrong. I was getting hit too much. I was getting, to be honest with you, I was having too much fun. Both times I lost, I became complacent because I was having so much fun, end quote. Now, to me, that's serious knowledge. Like, a lot of guys would keep on doing the same thing because they were having fun and the fans love an entertaining fighter. When did you realize you had to change? And then what did you change?
So it's crazy. I've been thinking about that the last few days. And there was never a time when I told myself something or me and my coach had a conversation. I think it was purely me making a choice. It was my choice to go out there and fight the way that I had fought. I clearly didn't just all of a sudden come upon the skills that I showed on Saturday night. I've had those skills, and we've been working on them for 9 years. But it was a choice, plain and simple. It was so simple. Ever since I lost, I just purely chose to fight different and be more cautious. And yeah, so like I said, we've never really talked about it. It's just kind of just happened. The fact that I fought for 25 minutes really allowed me to see the difference in the way that I fight. The last three before that were quick knockouts, so I wasn't sure. I knew something was different, but I wasn't sure yet. And now, again, just to be that comfortable that for 25 minutes, I didn't know I could fight that long. I had no idea. And so I surprised myself that night, honestly, by my performance.
Justin Gaethje joining us. So what's it like? Obviously, a lot of fighters, a lot of athletes feed off the energy of the crowd. Of course, your performers and your athletes. What was it like to fight in an empty arena?
I mean, for me, I think it helped in the sense that I'm sure, so being able to, again, going back to the dying part, that allows you to go to such a cold place, a cold place in that, there's not a factor or a sound, a light, a word, an emotion that can deter your mindset. And I think that I probably get more aggressive in and take more chances when there would be a crowd there. So I think the crowd not being there allowed me to become, more in control, if in a sense. So I think it helped me.
Just let me ask you something. You would never, I know you, and with your belief in yourself, and frankly, my personal opinion, I can't see you being in this position, but it's such a violent, violent game and things happen. When you see what happened to Anthony Smith and the fact that his corner did not throw in the towel, you've made this very clear. I'm willing to die out there. If you were having a bad night and you were on the wrong end of a beating like that, where do you come out? Would you want your corner to protect you from yourself because you're not willing to quit and you're willing to die? What would you want your corner to do?
Yeah, so, I've had this conversation. My coach, not too long ago, he was going to maybe not be able to make it to a fight for some reason. And he said, I want you to go home and I want you to mentally prepare for an instance in which I can't be at the fight. Maybe I die a couple weeks before or I get, sick or something happens with my family and I can't be there. And, I was like, I'm not going to do that because if that was to happen, I would not fight. He's the only person that I trust. He's at every single one of my workouts. Your coach should know you better than yourself. I've given him 100% go ahead to stop a fight. He has to protect me from myself. I don't want to die. I need to be protected from myself at some time. And Anthony asked for help, I believe. And I think his coaches didn't do him a favor. I think they sent him out when they shouldn't have. I think Tony probably shouldn't have answered the bell in the fifth. It's a championship fight, so you probably let him go out there. You maybe give him 1 minute, but, man, you got to be really close to making that choice. So that's where I sit on it. I full-heartedly trust in my coach. He's if you watch the fight, you can see the advanced level that my coach is. So he's done it before to Nate Marquardt. Nate Marquardt, he said, I got nothing left. And as soon as he said nothing left, he didn't say, can you keep going? Do you want to keep going? As soon as those words came out of his mouth, he said, fights off. And he told the doctor to stop the fight. And so that's the trust I have in him. And I know that I need to be protected for myself.
Right. We're talking about Trevor Whitman, your coach. Justin Gaethje is joining us for a few more moments. Listen, after you win on Saturday, Conor McGregor was making a bunch of noise on Twitter about wanting to fight you. He tweeted, quote, Justin, there is no danger with a man that hugs legs. We all know. Try and dance around the real threat. All you want, I'm going to bleeping butcher you. Your teeth, I'm going to put them on a bleeping necklace. Speak on my skills as a father. You are bleeping dead, end quote. I know you saw that. Justin, what was your reaction to it?
Yeah, I had not one. So I've been calling him out, for 2 years. When I started getting on this win streak, he was always right there in front of me in the rankings. I feel that if you win, you should fight somebody in front of you. If you lose, you should fight someone behind you. So he was the fight I was calling for. And it's crazy, you know. I asked for this. You know, I asked for it so many times. I asked just to have a say in my destiny. And, you know, now I hold all the cards. It's crazy to be in a position where I have a choice to fight between Conor McGregor and Khabib Nurmagomedov right now. That's a great spot. There's 550-some-odd athletes on this roster, and every single one of them would want to trade spots with me. I am in a beautiful spot. To have McGregor on his knees begging for a fight, you know, it's unfathomable 2 months ago. So it's fun. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying every bit of it.
I was just going to say, what's it like for you to hear this guy practically begging to fight you now? What's that feel like?
It's awesome. It's so, you know, it's such a testament to my hard work. That's all it is. You know, I never asked for something I didn't deserve. And I earned this. You know, this was the UFC picks and chooses a lot of times who they want to market. And now I just dropped a bomb, you know, and they don't have a choice. I made them choose me. So it's cool.
Justin Gaethje joining me for a few more moments. The expectation is you'll fight Khabib next. There was that news the other day that his father, who also trains him, is in the hospital at the moment. So is the plan, your plan, still to fight Khabib in your next fight?
Yeah, we both said September. But, you know, I can't even begin to sympathize because I can't even put myself in those shoes that he's in right now. You know, all I can do is pray that his father, you know, recovers and comes back. I know his dad is the reason why, you know, Dagestan, Russia, and those guys in that area are in the UFC. You know, he started it and he's pushed it so far over there. So, you know, I'm just going to, you know, we're going to let time pass. It's not something I want to, you know, try and guess what's going to happen. You know, that's going to have to play out as it's supposed to. And then I think we're both going to be ready to fight in September.
Hey, really quickly, you mentioned how much time you put in. I've got to ask you this before I let you go. After high school, you worked 7 days a week, 12 hours a day in a copper mine. What was that job like? What was a normal day in the mine like?
Yeah, and it was an hour back and forth, so I was actually getting paid $7.14. And I was the B, you know, I did the grunt work, all the heavy lifting, all the cleaning of all the dirt. And we worked in a mine in Arizona. It was 120 degrees, you know, it was 105 degrees outside, but down in the pit, you know, it was 120, 125 degrees. Sun was killing you. It's hard work. I can't believe these guys do it. You know, I was part of a special crew. And these guys do it for 365 days. It's absolutely crazy.
A couple of dudes you knew said, hey, man, you're going to be right back here. You could try and leave, but you're going to be right back here. Did you remember that? Did you use that as fuel?
Yeah, there's two guys. They said, you know, you'll be right back. And, you know, it wasn't what I needed, but, man, it was fuel. I was always going to be where I'm at right now.
Did you ever find those two dudes? What are they? Are they still there?
No, I haven't. I know their name though.
And they know yours. I think they got a pretty good idea what you're up to now. I think they got a pretty good idea what you're doing.
It's definitely a good feeling, man. There's only very few amount of people that believe that I could do this. So you know, I love proving them right. That's the best thing.
Hey, listen, really quick. I love what you just said. Are you about proving people wrong or proving people right?
Yeah, proving people right is very refreshing.
He is a two-time state wrestling champ from Arizona. He was an All-American in Northern Colorado. An amazing performance in UFC 249 against Tony Ferguson. He is the UFC lightweight interim belt holder. And we'll see what's next. Justin, I appreciate you. Honestly, it was an amazing performance. Great to have you on the show. And I appreciate you saying yes and doing it. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. It's my honor. Big fan.
Yeah, me too, man. That was great, Justin. Really nice to talk to you. Appreciate you. Justin Gaethje.